The views and opinions expressed by the guests on this podcast are that of their own. In no way, shape, or form do they reflect the official policy or position of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
You've descended into the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack, a commercial diving podcast by working divers for divers.
This episode is brought to you by Joint Zone Equipment. They offer hydraulic power packs, underwater hydraulic tools, and their revolutionary underwater lift bags. Their underwater lift bags have raised the manufacturing standards across the industry. No glue is used in the manufacturing process, and all the seams and attachment points are radio frequency welded using a material that provides a higher puncture resistance and a lighter weight. So make your next Joint Zone purchase from one of the stocking distributors such as Rental Tools Online or Amron International. JointZoneEquipment.com, leading from below.
This is the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Oh. Don't mean to interrupt you.
Okay.
But we're here for another one of our infamous shitty episodes.
Man.
I like to call them the in-betweeners. You have to have an in-betweener to decompress and get ready.
I feel like we've had a lot of in-betweeners.
You have to decompress. And I've had quite a bit of in-betweeners before we started recording again. You know, but how are you doing? You're doing some research over there. What kind of research are you doing there, Johnny?
I am looking up a fascinating topic of the history and development of the diving bell.
Oh, that is fascinating. We've been talking about buckets lately. We've had several posts on our feeds about Thailand treasure divers. I really like that.
I really enjoyed that. That was really funny.
And then Kirby Morgan had their own bucket helmet and literally turned a 5-gallon pail into a diving helmet.
Well, you gotta
start pretty much diving bells.
You gotta start somewhere.
You know? Those little things are the simple function of a diving bell.
And did you see was it that in Cambodia?
No, you're talking about the Thailand one?
Oh, Thailand, same thing. Yeah, they're Thailandese. The same. Anyway.
That's terrible. Terrible.
I'm guessing they both dive for trash.
So. They are diving for trash. But they're happy about it.
He was so excited to pull up those. I don't even know what that was.
It was an opium coins? Pipe. Coins. But they were like Chinese coins. So I did post like the full real documentary on our TikTok. So if you don't know anything about our TikTok...
Oh, it was a documentary.
Yeah. So just type in Bottom Dwellers BS on our TikTok.
Wow.
And then, you'll see the documentary portion. It was like a BBC documentary or something on Thailand treasure divers. They were upset because they were losing their homes to development. They wanted to put hotels, and these divers were, making $300 a month providing for their family by selling antiquities, which is trash. Trash. It was literal trash.
That opium pipe was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was, but it was trash. Couldn't
How
use
old,
it.
Though, are these coins and that opium pipe? Because if
I
it's
think
super
they were
old,
lying.
That's
They're saying
cool.
maybe like 100 years old or something. Hey. 200 years old.
Well, good
saying
for him.
From like some kind of Qing dynasty in China or some Ming dynasty. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah, just trash.
That's very, very dangerous to just go for trash.
They were saying something stupid like 30, 50 meters or something. That's pretty deep. There's
no way
they're diving those helmets 50 meters.
No
Even
way.
30 meters. Did you see the little weights around the bottom too?
To keep it on? Yeah.
I mean, there is some precedent on it. Like back in history, they did have surface diving hats, which were like surface bells kind of, where they had the Sneed. I might be making stuff up here. But it looked like a water heater, like half of a water heater that went on your head, and it was just a weighted down on your shoulders, and you would go do your little work down to 30 feet.
Well, I know that in
shallow water
in Long Beach at the plunge, if you're listening and you're old enough to remember that
the plunge,
which I'm
like
sure
the plunge
you're
in
your
butt if I'm in Long Beach,
you're in your 80s now, but the guy who cleaned the plunge pool. Literally just put on a water heater helmet.
Oh, yeah. We should make one.
I mean, I've seen someone make one with a 5-gallon water jug.
I could have sworn Popular Mechanics put out an article like back in the day, back in the day, on how to build your own diving helmet.
That should be
out of a hot water heater.
That should be the new thing for bottom dwellers listeners. Make your own dive helmet out of the most crude thing you can think of. Dive it. And if you survive, send it to us.
And the best one will give you a t-shirt or a sweater or something.
Yeah, and one sticker.
And one, just one.
And if you do die, to the families, do not sue us.
Yes. We should have done the disclaimer first.
No.
Actually, Freddie, add disclaimer before we say this.
This is you. If you make it, you will be doing it on your own accord.
We are not advocating.
We're not responsible.
You diving your trash.
Yeah.
But it would be cool.
It would be cool. And you will be featured and you will get one sticker. So, I mean.
The best trash diver. Best trash helmet.
Yeah. Well, we'll
get something of value. You'll get something of value.
We'll do a whole feature on it. I'll wear it. I'm not going to dive it, but I'll wear it if you send it in. Or...
it's just a bunch of plumbing fittings.
Put it on Etsy, your list of how to, and then we'll try to replicate
we'll try to
it.
Recreate it.
Yeah, we'll try to redo it.
I really love that picture that that my buddy Sam Humphrey sent us with him and like two other guys diving their homemade helmets. It was a thing back then. It really was. Like guys would build their own trash helmets for fun and dive them. You know, we kind of gotten away from that because who's got free time and who values their life.
Yeah.
You know, but back then those dudes were a little bit more adventurous than our generation, I guess.
Don't dive safe Kirby Morgans. Dive your homemade trash.
Dive the Schlurbies.
Be a man.
Be a man. Dive trash.
Dive trash.
Heavy metal divers. Gorski.
Hey, Gorskis are safe.
Yeah, they are.
Well, there is no more Gorski, right?
I don't know if they're still. That's a really good question. I don't know if they're still producing them.
Who bought them?
Aqualung.
Fuck you, Aqualung.
Yeah, and Gorski would agree with you.
Pieces of shit.
Less
stupid corporate fucking.
Man, he did not want to sell, but he had to. He told us the whole story. You guys got to listen to the Gorski story. That was in season one, I think.
Yeah. Dive trash. Dive Aqualung.
That's terrible.
So they're never going to be a sponsor.
No, you just torpedoed that one.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Anyways, but yeah, so those helmets, that homemade helmets are kind of like diving bells. You tell us a little bit about diving bells, Johnny, since you got the info in your hand there.
I mean,
what about the Renaissance? I want to know about the Renaissance.
Word vomit all this right now.
No, you don't.
But
have to.
You know, I'm doing the history of diving bells, and I've been looking at the early history and inceptions, and then probably mosey on down into the development in the Middle Ages and stuff like that, and the Renaissance they were doing then.
Middle Ages divings. I mean the pictures and the drawings, that highly fascinates me.
I mean I feel like they had an Iron Man suit already back then. Just put the helmet on and you'll sink straight to the bottom and do all your bottom work. And you might not be able to come back up, but fuck it, right?
It was
be
like
a man.
It was like a knight suit of armor with tar.
Just
a bunch of tar and beeswax.
Yeah.
Just seal the joints with more beeswax and
seal it up and go down there and do your job.
That's too funny.
Native
Americans, like all the indigenous peoples,
used straws.
Just held their breath and used straws, yeah.
Well, that's why they're not around anymore.
Probably. Yeah, it's not the colonial imperialists.
And canceled.
Colonial imperialists.
I've never... Did Native Americans have a diving system?
Yeah,
that's something I should be.
We talked
going.
About this a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, did we? I don't ever pay attention. I don't pay attention.
With Bartlemas up in Santa Barbara, they have a whole little exhibit. If you go to the Santa Barbara Museum,
because they had to do all the whale bones and stuff. Was that the bones? Nope. I'm wrong. I forget what it was,
but it was a specific reason why they were going in there.
Shells.
Yeah, definitely shells. There was something else.
Abalone.
Definitely pearls and all that stuff. But anyways.
I don't know.
So they have a whole section in the Santa Barbara Museum
right
on the indigenous people of that area.
Forgot. Yeah.
And we kind of likened them to the first commercial divers of that area because they were getting their treasures and then they were reselling them.
Trading so
they were
them.
In essence diving them, trading diving them. For money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Trading for favors.
But they're not the first commercial divers. The Greeks and stuff.
That's true too. Yeah.
And whoever
the Egyptians,
else.
I think, right?
No, I don't know if the Egyptians did anything like that.
They were putting poop in their sores and cuts and stuff.
Say something extreme. Say, I wish for the Nile. Say, I wish for the Nile.
First being as advanced as they were, they sure were stupid.
That's Aladdin, by the way.
Yeah, it was.
Disney kid.
Disney's terrible.
No, it's not. Okay. Going off topic here.
Yeah, sorry.
I should look up what the Native Americans were diving for, if they were in fact diving, which I'm sure they were. I'm sure the aliens just didn't come down and tell the Aztecs and the Egyptians and the Greeks how to do things.
How do we not? I mean,
I'm sure they went to the smaller communities as well.
The ocean's an untapped resource.
It sure is. It's the scariest place on Earth.
I bet you there's another dimension of the Mariana Trench.
Oh my God. Sea monsters.
No, I tell you what.
When are we going to get there? Not in our lifetime.
I don't know.
James
Cameron's making a push.
I know he is. But he can only stay down for... How long did he stay down?
For a long...
He's the deepest guy, right?
Yeah, now. I think he still has got the record.
Oh, I saw that sub. I took.
That's a cool looking sub.
I took Charlotte, the little one, to go see that sub.
Oh, nice.
At the Natural History Museum in LA. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How he sat in there, man, dude. And you know that place
for like hours upon hours.
It had problems like on test runs.
Oh, wow.
And he's just like, okay, so I could die. Fuck it. I'm going to go down. Yeah, I'm super rich. I can't die.
So that seems to be a common theme then.
Yeah. If you have the money, you're not going to die sometimes. Well, if you're super rich, you have to develop your own sub with smart people, not have someone who's not smart develop some sub that is controlled by Sony PlayStation things. Xbox controllers, because then you will die a horrible death, but it'll be fast.
But you know what though, dude? You got to respect James Cameron. He knew the risks.
What I'm saying.
He knew the score. Didn't take anybody with him. It was a solo mission, right?
Right, but he had probably the smartest people on Earth developing that thing.
Whereas the other guy did not. The piece of crap guy.
And therefore...
Took a kid down with him. Took a kid down there with him. Can you believe that?
Is it more of the parents? Or, was he a kid?
It's like a teenager. Wow. It was like this millionaire guy and his son. It's like, dude, if it's untested, you test it yourself.
Well, I'm sure
you don't get paid trips to go down there.
It was tested. It was tested, but it also had a lot of problems all the time.
I swear, just some rich.
They did it before, right? They went down before.
Why would you sign up for something like that?
I don't know, man. When you have that much money, you just get so bored.
I guess that's what it is, right?
You can only do.
Don't take your kids, man. That's the thing that irritated me the most about that whole story.
And it's not even rich. You're not rich at that point. You're wealthy.
Yeah.
Rich people are like Snoop Dogg, but the guy paying Snoop Dogg's stuff is wealthy.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you're wealthy, you get so bored, you can only do...
That's everything he wants at your fingertips.
Yeah, you can only do a certain amount of snuff films and hostel kind of deals where you kill people, you know?
Yeah.
Before you're just like, oh, I'm done killing people. I'm bored. I can only go to Epstein Island for so long.
I've been there 12 times. I'm so bored.
I just don't want little ones anymore. I'm so bored of them. They don't do anything.
I've already done the real life purge on another island.
Yeah, I already purged. It was me, Jim Carrey, and Jay-Z. We just purged up. We just killed so many little ones after we raped them.
Jim Carrey does look like
he's crazy, huh? I love him. Yeah. That's,
oh my gosh.
That's our time.
Did you see the Man on the Moon documentary with Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What a great, great documentary. That was so awesome. But as far as the diving is concerned, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. let's get off this topic of the shittery that we're talking about.
Okay. Are we going back to diving bells?
I do want to share something with you. I got a phone call from Miami-Dade PD this week.
Okay. Did you really?
Yeah.
Or are you just saying that for the show?
No. It popped up as Miami-Dade PD on my phone. I didn't tell you about this, right?
No.
Okay. So I'm like, oh, crap.
I'm being arrested.
Who's calling me? What did my family do in Miami-Dade that I don't know about?
Do you have family there?
I thought somebody had died or somebody murdered. So no, I have no family there, but you never know.
Right.
We get around, you know, especially with like the drugs and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, you know, with a name like Gonzalez.
I'm thinking there's some cartel issues going on.
Trafficking happening.
So the dude called me, like, you know, and I picked up the phone. I'm like, okay, yes, this is him. Totally forgot I put a media request in.
Oh, right.
To Miami-Dade to get like body cam footage and the police report of that hookah diver. The hookah.
Right, the hookah dude.
Yeah, the hookah dude that I was so pissed about.
Wait, what did he do? Was he in the
pipe? He was in a culvert, yeah.
Pipe culvert. Yeah, he was in the culvert, yeah.
He was one of these brand new home developments. Even the report was saying there was so much hookah hose in there.
We got to have some hose.
So we found out that it was one compressor with two super duper long hookah hoses.
Probably a really shitty compressor.
It was only 5 feet deep.
That's, hey.
5 feet deep.
Remember when you were at the
park? I was hot and heavy.
That's where me and Matt always say people die, is that 5 foot time. Yeah.
I was hot and heavy about it. Super angry. If you go back to our YouTubes, you'll see my video.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we're going to get you.
I remember.
Guess what the dude ended up dying from?
What? Oh, did he wrap himself in his hose and choke out? Okay. What?
Heart attack.
Damn.
Just overworked himself. He had a history of like plaque in the arteries and stuff and just didn't get enough oxygen in the heart. Probably due to the hookah because they were sharing air with two divers, but ultimately, heart attack. So you hookah divers out there, you dodged a bullet because I was coming after you.
Didn't you attack the company a little bit?
I sure did.
You should probably make an apology video.
No, I'm not making an apology video. Hey, they shouldn't be doing that
stuff. It's 2024.
No, these guys, the guys they had on there were not. Actually, the one guy that died,
was he
had
a
been
diver?
Doing this stuff before. He was not a commercial diver.
Ooh.
Never once was he a commercial diver. The other guy was just another laborer. They were both laborers. So if anyone knows anything about the construction business, the laborers are kind of the catch-all. So you have the trades that come in, they do the work, their specific trade, and the punch list stuff, all the other stuff work, like sweeping and everything, they give it to the laborers.
Wow.
These guys were just regular old laborers. They said, hey, put this mask on. The other guy that had done it before probably had the compressor and caught up to him.
That sucks.
It does. It does. You never wish anyone dies or anything like that too. And, but it wasn't anything to do with, let me retract backstep. We don't know if it was directly related to their activities that they were doing, but we do know from the police report and the autopsy report that it was a heart-related issue. So they didn't list the cause of death as drowning.
Okay. Well, that's too bad.
So there you go. But it took forever to get that info.
Well, it was probably an ongoing investigation.
That was like last year. And
was
then I'm like,
don't
worry about the body cams, you know, because that was his big deal, the cop that was on the phone with me. He's like, well, we got to filter through the body cams. We're inundated with requests, this and that. I'm like, don't worry about it. I just really wanted the report. So, and the report did tell me a lot.
Well, there it is.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic.
So.
Not that he died, but. That you, at least they reached out and told you.
Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. You know what? I've got nothing but good things to say about all these other agencies that try to fulfill the public requests.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they're fire, police, or whatever, you know, they'll try to give you what they got.
Right.
So a little bit longer sometimes, but Miami-Dade, they got a lot of stuff going on.
Crazy.
And the weirdest thing is like almost anybody can request those types of records, public information type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So anyhow, that was a conclusion to that story.
You know what else It's just transitioning with a terrible transition here.
Transition with another terrible transition.
It's just a terrible transition. But that other video that you posted.
I know. We have to do a retrospective like a year later at CDA. Somebody asked about that.
Oh man, that was fucking hilarious. I thought it was so funny. I knew exactly what you were talking about immediately.
Yeah. And that's one of those things that only divers are going to get. So I showed it to my wife and she didn't get it. She just had that, you know, half smile like, okay, this is funny.
This is fun.
It's an old movie. Right. Okay. And then it cut to the money in the race car.
Right.
She did not get that at all. Man. But divers get it though. And alumni, I want to put this out there. Nothing against you guys. Doesn't matter where you go, you could still turn, you know.
You can still turn a wrench career with the best of them. We're not going after you.
No.
We're just going after your school.
And that's kind of a lot of schools too.
Well, you can't just blanket.
No, everybody. I guess you can't.
No, right? Cuz you don't know. You're not there at the school.
You don't.
You know? Till
we love our dive schools.
Well, you know, at the show at Interventions, we were told like you guys go kind of hard on the schools.
I know. I don't feel that we do.
Well, I mean, again, if you're a shitty school, then
yeah,
you might want to expect that at some point. As long as you don't kill the kids or just your students, then you should be fine.
What a bizarre situation though. Like back to back to back to back.
Yeah, that place was not a very good place. And even some of the alumni who had no problems, they had a great time and they said it was perfectly fine for them, even say like, but you know, it was kind
of. And then the amount of hazing that was going on too, from what I heard from some.
I'm for hazing. Yeah. If you can't handle hazing, you're a fucking loser.
Okay. You just
canceled.
You just killed somebody.
Canceled again.
Committed suicide. Johnny said, I'm a loser.
Well, I mean, it's a rite of passage. You know, you just can't decide to. I don't know. That's a whole other topic. I don't know.
It's really hard because we're talking from a different point in time, a different generation. That stuff doesn't happen anymore.
No.
We're trying to figure out who we are and what we are. Like you literally have to, like as a professional, you have to say, okay, or like a medical professional, you have to ask them what gender were they assigned at birth now? You know, I don't want to get into that conversation. There's a lot of you listeners out there that I identify every which way. But I'm just saying though, it's become a little bit more difficult.
I know the Gen Xer, are you a Gen X or a millennial?
Millennial.
So I know the Gen Xers, like my uncles, and, you know, family, friends, they got me all hyped up to go to Poly in Long Beach because there was clubs there and Sphinx and Comas and all that fun stuff. And so they were like, oh man, you're going to have to go through it, you know, get swatted and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, I can't wait. Fuck yeah. And so really the millennials, we were the last to experience hazing.
Yeah.
Now we also killed it because some of you couldn't take it. And so we're the ones who really killed it. But
usually if they die, they probably couldn't take it.
No, I'm not talking about death. Okay. I'm just talking about
like emotionally.
He made me eat garbage because I was pledging for something and this is what happened and I didn't feel comfortable and now I'm crying every 5 seconds. I don't know what to do.
RentalToolsOnline.com. RTO. They've got you covered with rental tools that can handle the most demanding marine construction jobs and available to ship anywhere in the globe. But don't let the name fool you. They also have new tools and equipment for sale at some of the best prices around with amazing customer service. RTO has a Trustpilot score of 4.9 out of 5 with almost 200 reviews. They're real customers, non-paid, real thoughts. DiveX Marine was impressed by the great inventory. Bill Eubanks at Harbor Diving Service praised the customer support and fast shipping. And John Shaw at Advanced Marine Services says, for a small contractor who needs to rent, RTO is the perfect solution. Quick and painless. Rental Tools Online carries all the major brands like Stanley, Nemo, JW Fisher's, and even Pressure Junkies, to name a few. RTO has their own house brand that meets or exceeds industry standards. It's called Joint Zone. Not the place you used to smoke doobies by the bleachers, but an affordable hydraulic tool and lift bag alternative. Their Joint Zone lift bags are manufactured with a higher puncture resistance and load capacity than many other lift bags on the market. With advanced designs and materials, including optional cold weather coating, you don't have to worry about the next salvage job. So for the most convenient way to rent or purchase tools, go to rentaltoolsonline.com. That's rentaltoolsonline.com. Back to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a loser.
Well, there you have it. Especially in the dive job. Don't cry.
Don't cry. There's no crying.
There's no crying in diving.
There's no crying in diving.
Tom Hanks. I know. He's been to Epstein's Island, right?
Sure. Why not?
Oh my gosh. Who hasn't been?
Who hasn't? I mean, just because you went doesn't mean you were doing stuff.
No, you could have been there for the sights, the palm trees and the little mountain.
Or just some super rich dude invited you on a yacht and a plane and then yada, yada, yada. And
would you have gone to the island, John?
Oh, fuck yeah, I would have gone.
And didn't skip a beat.
No, yeah, I don't. Now, am I going knowing what I quote unquote know? We don't really know what happened there, but quote unquote, no. But at the time, in the 90s, in the 2000s, and another super, super, super wealthy dude was talking to me as an actor who was just rich. And he was like, yeah, come to the island. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. What are we doing? A little blow, a little this, a little that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, it's going to be fun. And of course, you're going to go. Yeah, you're going to go. Come on.
Yeah.
Be real. If you say you're not going to go, you're kidding yourself.
I don't know why we're so obsessed with it. Tell you the truth, those are problems that...
Right. That's what we're worried about.
The whole elite people over there. So-called elite.
I don't know why poor people are worried about it.
I know.
What are you going to do, first of all? Nothing.
Mm-mm.
You can barely afford groceries and you're worried about Epstein Island? Your fucking priorities are fucked up.
We're not saying that island should have stayed open.
I'm just saying.
It's being taken care of. It's been handled. The dude was killed.
No one cares.
By Secret Service.
No one cares.
Didn't kill himself.
That you're going on TikTok and making a video about, ooh, well, you know, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy and I have the list. What, dude? Get the fuck over yourself. God damn it. Okay.
Miami. Hookah.
See, we just go on these rants.
Stupid tangents.
Tangents.
Because we're drinking this crappy whiskey, the Rogue Chipotle whiskey.
Rogue. Distillery of the year in Geneva, Switz.
Geneva.
That's what it says, right?
Wow.
Yeah, Geneva.
Rogue's got a brewery in Geneva.
Well, they won the competition in Geneva.
Oh, the competition, my bad.
You know, it's ranked 90%. Like, everyone loves it.
I think it's fine now. We just had to let it age. I think that's what it is. It's got to age.
And what time is it that we're drinking? It was 9 o'clock when we started drinking.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock now.
But we were drinking at 9. So that's fun.
Is it really 9 o'clock on a Sunday?
God's day for me anyway.
Yeah, mine was yesterday. So.
Which makes no sense. Why do you have to change it? What's the difference?
Whatever, dude.
Okay. See?
It's whatever day. It's every day.
Every day is God's day.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it.
Anyhow, so what's our next little field trip? We were talking about this earlier.
Oh, yeah. It's the scuba show.
The Scooby-Dooby show.
For all you scuba divers living as, you know. Oh, who does?
All you hookah divers.
Who does scuba mainly?
Talking about the hook. Oh, and the compressor was a Brownie's third lung, according to the police report. So Brownies, we're going to have some conversations at the scuba show. It's a company.
I know, but what was it again?
The Brownie's third lung.
Ooh.
The third lung.
Obviously not. Well, technically it's fine. It didn't. That did its job. He died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
So, brownies.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Nothing.
The weird thing about the brownies people, though, I've talked to them before, and they know their equipment's being used sometimes for work, but they don't say anything about it.
Well, once they... Yeah, but that's not... That's out of my hands. Once you purchase it, you do whatever you're going to do. I'm not liable at that point.
Mm-hmm. Like they catered... Well, no, now we're getting sued. Let me retract that. Not cater. Just saying. They know their stuff's being used by these... mom and pop freelancers and the pool guys.
I guarantee you they have something that says for this use only.
They have to. They have
to, they're right? Not stupid. The people using it for stupid reasons are stupid.
Yeah.
But we should, that's getting cut. I'm going to cut that.
No, you're not going to cut
that. Yeah, I don't want to talk about Brownie. Now we're going to be shit
no,
on.
No, they're very pleasant people. I'll have a conversation with them, see how we can make things a little bit better.
Well, now you're going to have a conversation with their lawyer because you just got sued.
I hope not.
Yep.
Bobby, need you.
Bobby, I need you.
Need you.
Scuba Show is no longer in Long Beach.
That is a heartbreak.
We had a scheduling conflict. All you scuba-duba people can't go in Long Beach. You're going to go to probably the Los Angeles
Convention Center.
Convention Center, which is very nice.
They have Skedazzle there every year.
Yeah. So
Skedazzle. Have you ever been?
No. And I don't plan on it. And so, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Auto Show, LA Auto Show, SEMA.
You can talk about all your fun
Comic-Con LA
scuba gear that you guys love so much.
Got a lot of big shows there.
Yeah.
Now the Scuba Show.
Scubing it up.
With the pool. You got a pool in there.
Oh man, you guys can try all the latest and greatest in scuba technology.
How much trouble would you think, if you just stripped down naked and jumped in that pool?
I don't know.
Dive naked, right? That's what the scuba divers do, their 100th dive. They dive it naked.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what they do.
Wow. Look at you guys.
The stupidest crap in the world.
Hey, teach their own.
Yeah.
I am for scuba.
Go for it.
I like scuba. Scuba is fun. Scuba is easy.
Scuba Show. And then after that, I will be going to Dive Lab pretty soon in the spring.
I will not be going to Dive Lab because I fucking hate Florida.
You should see if the port will send you to Dive Lab. Maybe you and some other guys.
No.
Do a Dive Lab.
Florida has hat maintenance nothing for me except for Walt Disney World. And even then,
it's great.
It's hard to want to go to Florida.
Yeah, but to get from there to there is also a bit of a haul.
I don't care about that. It's just, I don't like Florida.
Yeah, no, you don't. I used to live there.
I think that's why.
Look at how I came out.
I think it's you that's making me not like it. It's not the people. I don't mind the people. I don't mind their policies. I don't mind anything.
Panama City.
I just hate the weather. I hate that the bugs are bigger than me. And
but you like Louisiana.
Oh, I love Louisiana.
It's worse.
No, it's not.
It's worse.
Not in my mind.
Oh my gosh. The food's way better, by the way, in Louisiana.
Well, obviously, you don't have a bunch of weird Cubans making your food. Canceled number 5.
Florida food. Yeah, you're right. It's not the best.
It's not.
Except Miami Cuban food. I do like that. But only in Miami.
With the Mexicans making it?
Nope. Real Cubans.
Sure. Sure.
Real Cubans.
Sure.
You can't find good Mexican food.
No, you can't. And I don't understand why. Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. You just have to accept the fact that California Mexican food is way better.
Oh my gosh, but and they swear by it. They swear by their tacos. They swear by their food like it's the best.
And it's
I had a heated conversation about queso. That doesn't exist in Mexican food.
Yeah, but it's terrible. I love queso
as a dip. You love the queso.
As a dip, yeah.
In your burrito.
No, no, no.
Okay.
No, no, no.
Or in your taco.
No. And in the taco is not even a taco in Texas. It's a tostada. Every time I order a taco in Austin at a restaurant, I love Austin, by the way, but
of course you would.
Every time, that's just because we have family there. They give me a taco. I'm like, I didn't order tostada, but I forget, like, oh, because they're stupid. Tex-Mex is, I don't, so how do you order a taco? I don't know. Can my taco be folded up into a taco shell? And then I'd be like, what?
But hey, you know what though, man? Texas is going through some stuff, so we can't talk too much about Tex-Mex. They're going through some stuff
right now. I don't agree with their food, but I agree with everything that Texas is doing right
going
now.
Going through some stuff. Just trying to protect their border.
Hey.
About to start a new civil war.
We shall rise again. I don't want to say who, but...
Lone Star.
It'll happen again.
That's crazy. It's a bunch of crazy crap going on.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll be at Dive Lab. Let's not talk about this Civil War deuce.
Yeah, I don't care about Democrats.
It's another show for another day.
No, I hate talking about that stuff. Dive Lab
is going to be fun.
Sure. I hope you get a lot of good tidbits of knowledge and
hang out with Mike Ward.
Take some good. Yeah, you get to hang out with Mike Ward. That's the only cool thing about
it. And his son.
But other than that, there's really not much on the calendar.
No.
If there's a dive school that wants us to come check you guys out, now that we just bash schools every 5 seconds.
Man, that's TDA video we put out. That was rough.
We're not going to bash you. We obviously have videos and audio of us not bashing schools.
Yeah.
Actually, we've really loved all the schools we've been to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get your name out there and you're safe, at least for the day.
That day.
That day. Then hit us up and we'll come. I love promoting schools because they are dying.
Yeah, it's a tough business, man. Tough business. You don't make a ton of money unless you got a NASCAR race car to.
Man, you're really on them, huh?
All right. Enough of that. But no, it's a tough business, and we need the divers. We need good trained divers, and they're going to learn most of their stuff on the job. So just teach them how to live. Teach them how to breathe.
Yeah. Well,
we'll take care of the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's really important, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we got spring planned out for the most part. And then summer, we'll start making our plans for summer.
When's the divers reunion? Did that already happen? That already happened. Is that October?
I got to double check. I want to say that.
That's in Santa Barbara.
It's in Santa Barbara, yeah.
Oh, you also went to the monument over the oil field. I saw that.
Oh, yeah. I did a little video on it.
Yeah, you did that.
The monument looked really cool.
That's good.
Rusty, if you're listening.
You done good, kid.
You did great.
You done good.
The only thing I'm worried about is it can be stolen.
Oh.
It's not bolted down. I was able to rock him a little bit.
No, you weren't. Yeah. You're not. You don't have the strength.
Yeah, no. It's a hollow statue. It's not solid bronze, Johnny. It would be super expensive. But yeah, you can rock him a little bit. So I would recommend bolting him down. Some scumbag diver out there. Now that we put it out there. Gosh darn it. Maybe
you
we gotta
put
cut
it out
this.
There. You
cut.
Did.
Freddie, cut this.
Yeah, just say it was great to see.
No, it was great. It was great. I loved it. It had beads on it.
Did you...
It was awesome. Really good detail. I was tripping out on the detail.
Did you happen to see anybody else scoping it out?
No. It's just me and my coworker.
Oh, so nobody was around there at the time.
Well, it was a bad time of day. I mean, we're talking. It's like maybe right before, at sundown.
Okay.
And you don't want to be in Morgan City after the lights go down.
Oh, really? Why?
It's just... I don't know. I guess it's fine. It's just really small, trashy town. Not much going on there. Well, just a bunch of divers.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think it'd be a utopia. But no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good on the Instagram.
That was great. Great statue, great monument. Love it. Want to go back, have a picnic under his shadow.
Fantastic.
Bask in the glory of the statue.
Well, the Santa Barbara one is still getting funded if you want to go help out that one as well.
Gotta fund that one.
The more one's gotta get built. The more dive monuments we have, the cooler we get as divers, everybody.
And your pickup lines will work better.
Yeah.
You youngsters. Try to land that doctor. Try to land that doctress.
Oh boy.
We should probably go.
Okay.
We're going to get in trouble. But yep, got some great episodes planned, some great content. In fact, we will be having an FBI diver at some point on the show. Very famous FBI diver.
You know, I used to dive with him.
Back in the day.
Back in the day when I was a youngster.
Looking for bodies.
Looking for post-blast. We did a lot of post-blast work together. Yeah. So that was cool.
Got some of that stuff. Then we got some nerdy shows for you nerds out there.
We do?
Yeah. Watch Nerds. We're going to get that guy on.
What guy?
The watch guy.
The watch guy.
Yeah.
Does he make his own watches?
No.
No.
But he does the history and the research and stuff.
Wow.
People love watches, man.
People love watches.
They love it so much. Oh my gosh. They don't love astronauts. We know that.
Oh.
Our astronaut episodes, they did okay. But I thought those would do really well.
We talked to a real astronaut, people.
I know. I don't understand.
Who was also a diver.
I know. Michael Gernhardt.
So every...
I thought that was going to be one of our top episodes ever.
I don't even care if you guys don't listen to it. You know who listens to it and likes it a lot and is so excited that she was on a part of it? Charlotte.
Nice.
Every astronaut she sees now, if they have the helmet on, she's like, wait, is that Dr. Gernhardt? I'm like, no. But when we went, the Endeavor? Did the Endeavor just get moved up to the Science Center?
I don't know, dude.
Okay, well, anyway, when the Endeavor was in its little area, they had like all the people who have been in space. And when we walked by, she picked out, she was only 4 at the time still, because now she's 5, but she saw Gernhardt on the picture and she's like,
"Oh, you didn't tell me this story."
I talked to him.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it was cool.
That is really cool.
It's cool. She, and then because of Dr. Gernhardt, I think she wants to be an astronaut instead of a diver. So I didn't want her to be a diver anyway.
Yeah.
But she now for career day, she wanted to be an astronaut. So she was an astronaut.
Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. And then for the second part of career day, we had to build transportation out of cardboard. Guess what we built?
A spaceship.
A space shuttle.
That's so cool.
It was super cool.
That's amazing, man. Makes this show all worth it to hear stories like that.
Yeah. I don't care if you shitheads listen to it or not, but my daughter listened to it and she loved it. So that's all that matters to me.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great anecdote. This has been the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Thank you guys for listening. We have many more stories.
So many more stories coming up.
A lot of stuff.
You just gotta listen.
Keep listening.
Please listen. Or don't listen.
And we're going to be opening our store very soon.
Which
to get some smirch. So finally, the requests are being answered.
What kind of smirch do we get?
We're starting simple and easy with stickers.
Stickers.
And then maybe next month, get some koozies out there.
Oh, God, koozies. And that's then, like sex. I love koozies.
Hopefully, we can get some more sweatshirts going.
Sweatshirts or shirts?
I don't know. I just know that people are asking for it. So we're going to give it to you.
People want it.
We're not here to try to reach into your wallets. That's why we've been really bad about our schmerch.
That's not true. I need all your money. Give me all your money.
So I've been really bad about our merch.
Money.
Because our priority is to provide good content, educational content, entertaining. Good content. What? Naked content.
No, I did not say naked. No. I said somewhat good content.
Oh, yeah, somewhat good. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't care. That's me. Remember, I dropped the ball on that. But I didn't drop the ball because I didn't want your money. I don't care.
We're not here for the followers.
That you want your shirt or not.
Not here to make money off of you guys.
But if I guess we'll provide some if you want some and you can buy them if you want.
But I'm getting tired of people constantly asking. So we got to do something.
Well, that's at the shows. We should probably have shirts at the shows.
And messages too, though. They were so often messages.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, coming soon, very soon. So by the time you listen to this episode, we'll have some stuff already up and online, hopefully.
Hopefully. If not
this week, next week.
Yeah. Okay.
And that, have a good rest of your week.
Have a good week.
And we'll see you.
Be safe.
On the next episode of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
Cut out music, sound, 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 bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Make sure you like and follow on our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook. Please share this podcast with your friends or anyone interested in commercial diving. The only way that we can make this successful is if we do get a lot of people that are listening. We get more listeners, we get more sponsors, and that means more free stuff for you guys. That's right. We are hooking up all of our diver brothers and sisters in the trade. And if you keep sharing and liking, we're able to do that a lot more. Our Instagram is at Bottom Dwellers DS. Our Facebook is Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. And you can always like and follow me at LB Diver on both. The Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. We also have it streaming on our website at thebottomdwellers.com. So keep listening. Keep it safe, keep it salty. This is LB Diver, out.